Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. I've been naming this promise. We heard it at the beginning of the worship service, that light shines in the darkness. And we're saying Jesus Christ, right, the eternal Word, the coming Christ child, He is the light who shines in the darkness. And the wonderful thing is that the darkness cannot and will not overcome it. And so what we've done in this season of Advent is focused on this idea of light in the darkness. And we are focusing our attention on the Advent wreath. And if you've been with us over the last several weeks, you know we have this very large Advent wreath that's across the whole back wall here. And focusing on the light of the Advent wreath that is shining in our darkness. And each candle of the Advent wreath has a biblical truth, a biblical message associated with it. And we're focusing on those as we look at Scripture together in this season. And so a couple of weeks ago, we lit the first Advent candle, and we talked about this idea of light that brings hope. Last week we talked about light that comes from faith. And this morning you heard in the Advent reading this idea of light that gives joy. And so I'd love to pray, and then we're going to read our passage, and then we're going to study Scripture together. So pray with me, please. Lord, we pray this morning that as we turn our attention upon your holy word, your Holy Spirit would lead and guide this time. That the Holy Spirit would guide every word that is spoken. And the Holy Spirit would guide every word that is heard. And then we pray to you, Holy Spirit, that you would then fill us with the truth of this word, that it would be a source of encouragement and a blessing to us. And then, Holy Spirit, would you fill us that in this season especially, but in every day of our life, we can live according to its truth. God, we thank you for this time. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite Austin to come up and share God's word with us this morning. Thank you.
All right. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Austin. Appreciate that very much. So it's dark again. Think about darkness all around, all over every hillside, as far as the eye can see. And of course, it's dark. It says that it's nighttime. when those lowly, often despised, looked down upon shepherds are keeping watch over their flock. You ever notice that once we get away from the metro light, right, you know, the street lights and the building lights and the signs and all those sorts of things, when we get away from all that metro light, you ever notice how quiet the darkness is? As a youth, I remember getting home on the farm late at night, often past curfew, sorry, Mom and Dad, and I would park in our detached garage where my car was located, and I would make the walk across the farmyard to the porch door, and often I would be struck about how still it was and how quiet it was. And the heaviness of darkness was almost overwhelming. And as I consider our shepherding friends in this scripture passage, I have to imagine that this is what they experience night after night after night. So still. So quiet. So heavy. This darkness. Which makes me appreciate verse 9 all the more. You know, if we look at verse 8 tells us three things, makes three things very, very clear. There are shepherds who are living out in the country. They are keeping watch over flocks of sheep, and it's nighttime. And then verse 9 hits. And it says that in this darkness of night, the glory of the Lord shone around these shepherds. That the glory of the Lord comes to them. And I have to imagine this is the same glory of the Lord that Moses, way back in Exodus, that he said, Lord, I want to see your glory. And God said to Moses, you can't look at this glory. You can't see it. It's going to be bad for you. It's going to be worse for you than if you would stare into the sun and burn your retina. He says it would be fatal for you. And yet Moses insists, and so Moses is able to see this glory of the Lord from behind. And it still leaves him with severe sunburn. I think about the intensity of the glory of the Lord like that of welding. Right? Are you familiar with welding? You know, where people are welding and they have to cover up, right? They cover up their hands with protective gloves and they cover up their faces with a mask, almost a dark sunglasses mask sort of thing. I remember as a kid on the farm, my dad giving me stern instructions. When I'm welding in the shed, do not look right at the light. And so whether it's the sun or whether it is the light of welding, the reality of verse 9 in our scripture passage is this, that in the deep, still, quiet, nighttime darkness, for these shepherds, there is immediate and overwhelming light. It might have felt something like this. I'd like to try something here this morning with you. You up for that? Sure, yeah, I heard that. You know, in Advent, if you're a regular attender or member here at Westview, you know that in Advent, we usually have it fairly dark in the worship center, but in Advent, we have intentionally made it even darker in here during our worship services so that we can, you know, notice the light of the Advent wreath shining in the darkness. But here it says in this passage that the glory of the Lord shone around those shepherds. And the word there for shone literally means it shines from all around. That means from every single angle. So here's what I'd like to try. Let's turn on the lights. Let's turn on all the lights. And let's turn them up all the way. That every single light we have in this worship center, let's do that. Let's turn on these lights. I know we've got some extra lights already on this morning, but let's turn on all the lights. Here they come, all the way. This is a little weird, isn't it? This is a little different. But for those shepherds, it wasn't weird. For those shepherds, it says that they were terrified. And one of the great things about Scripture is that it has these biblical truths upon which we can rest, upon which we can form a foundation for our faith. Scripture has wonderful biblical truths. But another great thing about Scripture is that there is a playfulness that it invites us into, that as we engage it, we can engage and enjoy and wonder. I think children's ministries does this best, where they invite young people in to engage the Scripture narrative, and they invite them by saying just a phrase. They say, "I wonder." And then it allows children to have their minds run wild as they engage the Scripture passage. And so here this morning, I have a belief that we too can ask the question or say the phrase, "I wonder." I think "I wonder" is a wonderful way for any of us at any age to engage Scripture. And so without taking away anything from the biblical message at all, the truth of this message, I believe the question or the phrase "I wonder" allows us to connect with Scripture in a new and sometimes helpfully refreshing and insightful way. And so I have an "I wonder" around this passage. See, for my whole life, I have read this Scripture passage, and I get to verse 9, and, you know, the angel shows up out of nowhere in this remote place in the nighttime to these shepherds who aren't expecting it, and I think it's the appearance of the angel right there in that moment that leaves them terrified. I've always thought that's why they're terrified. Have you thought that as well? And I think that's a correct reading of that. I think that's a very fair way of understanding why they're afraid. But I wonder... I wonder if there is another reason for their intense fear. What does light do? Light exposes. Light reveals. While darkness hides and conceals and covers up, light puts it all out there. Like right now, because of light, you're better able to see me, aren't you? And you can maybe see if I have any wrinkles on my shirt, or if I'm sweating through anywhere, or if I have any sweat on my forehead or anything like that. You can see me better, right? Guess what? The same is true from up here. I can see you all the better as well. I can see those of you who are on your phone sending text messages right now, right? You're probably texting, "Pastor Josh is nailing this message right now," right? I know that's what you're texting to each other, yes? I can see you just as you can see me right now. See, at night, there's the cover of darkness. You ever hear that phrase, the cover of darkness? It's in the darkness when we try to get away with things. But not in light. You know, there's no sneaking around when the lights are on, right? A couple of weeks ago, our family was driving through town late at night, and we were just going down University here, and one of the kids said, "Dad, why are there lights on in that store? It's closed. It's nighttime." And we were able to say, "Well, the light in the store there helps show if somebody's in there that's not supposed to be in there." Light reveals. And we might say this morning that light not only reveals where we are, but light reveals who we are. Shepherds, we know, were at the bottom of the social hierarchy. They were despised outsiders who did a filthy and unclean job. They lived in isolation. They lived in a remote place. And it probably suited them and other people just fine. But now what we have in this passage is that these shepherds in our passage, they have a 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, maybe an infinity candle spotlight of the Lord's glory that is shining right down upon them, exposing every last part of who they are. It says the light shone around them, and there was nowhere to hide. There was nowhere to cover up. It makes sense that they were terrified. I know the same would be true for me. You as well? I think it's why it feels just a little different in here now this morning, right? With all the lights on, we can see each other. I can't tell you how many people I've had over the years that I've served here at Westview that have said to me, I like it that it's a little darker in our worship center during worship because I have a feel like I have a freedom to worship as I want to, and I don't feel like anybody else can see me. Light exposes. Light reveals. Lights are on right now. There's no hiding. If you want to take a look, you can turn and look at each other if you want to just for a moment. You can see each other this morning. And I know that if I had the light that we're talking about here in this passage, if I had this light boring down upon me, and not just revealing where I'm sitting, not just revealing where I am, but if I had the light shining down upon me and revealing who I am, and there's no more hiding the rough spots in my life, there's no more concealing the areas that I know I'm struggling with, there's no more covering up the unflattering pieces that are a part of my story, that's unnerving. Maybe even terrifying. And so I can relate to these shepherds. You too? And so it makes those first words that the angel says to them mean so much more. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." Why does the angel say that? I know the angel is going to share some earth-shattering news in a split second, but I wonder if there's another reason why the angel says that. Because light does expose. Light does reveal. But light isn't about fear. This isn't a light that brings fear. It's a light that gives joy. Verse 10 says this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." And get this, this great joy isn't just for the people who live in Jerusalem. It's not just for the Sanhedrin. It's not just for the Pharisees. It's not for the higher-ups. It's not for the wealthy. It's not even just for the people who live in the little town of Bethlehem. But this news is good news for you too, shepherds. You lowly, despised, look down upon shepherds. I love the angel says, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And this is the good news. This is the good news that brings great joy, that today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The light shining down on that once dark Christmas night is a light that gives joy. And I, for one, am captivated how the change that this light of joy, this change that it brings about in these shepherds. Did you notice the change in them as well? Remember, it's dark, it's nighttime, the glory of the Lord shines around them, they're exposed, they're terrified, but then this news comes, good news of a Savior that is born to them as well, and this great joy within the shepherds is evident. Notice this joy they have. They have this joy to go and see. Verse 15. Immediately they want to embark and make the trek to Bethlehem to see this thing that the Lord has told them about. The shepherds have a joy to see the Christ child born that night. They have a joy to go and tell. Verse 17. These shepherds can't keep the message to themselves, but they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. These shepherds are the first Christmas evangelists. And I love that they have a joy to go and worship. Verse 20 says this, "Those shepherds, they do not stay in Bethlehem, but they return to their fields, they return to the hillside, they return to their flocks." And think about it with me, the angels are now gone, they've returned to darkness. And yet they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. See, those shepherds are no longer filled with fear. The light has given them great joy. And in this Advent season, we are claiming this promise of light that is shining in the darkness, the light that is coming into this world, the light of the world that gives life to all. And light does expose. Light does reveal. Light does not allow us to cover up or to conceal, but appropriately so, and in a most important way for us. We need light to come. We need light to come to notice the wrinkles or the stains or the rough edges that are a part of us that need to be addressed as we are on this journey of faithfully following Jesus. Light comes. And yes, the work of exposure is hard and humbling. But we do not need to be afraid. Because the light reveals to us our need for the good news of this passage. The light reveals to us our need for the Savior that is born that night. The light reveals to us our need for Jesus. And friends, the good news that is great joy for us today, you and me today, is that Jesus has come. The Savior has been born to you. The one in whom we receive rest and peace, he is present. Light has come, and he's come for all the people, including you and me. Whoever we are, whatever our story, wherever we've been, the light that gives joy has come and shines in the darkness. It shines forth good news of great joy. Jesus has come, the light who gives joy, the light who gives the joy of life to all who believe. Amen. Pray with me, please. God, we praise you this day for the light that has come into the world. A light that, yes, does the good work of revealing and exposing, but not for shame and not to create fear, but to give joy in the good news of Jesus Christ, in whom we all have hope and rest. Joy in the good news of Jesus Christ, who takes away all of our sins and sorrows. Joy in the good news of Jesus Christ, in whom all can find everlasting peace. Today we celebrate the light that comes into the world, the light of Jesus Christ that gives joy. And so in the midst of this day, and Lord, in the midst of our lives and in the midst of this world in which there is so much that causes fear, where there is darkness that can indeed weigh so heavy, today we claim the light of Jesus Christ. And we pray this morning into all the situations before us, within us and around us, that the light of Jesus Christ would shine bright, would drive out fear, and would fill us with joy. And so today, Lord, we pray that you would hear our prayers, for the needs and the concerns and the situations and the circumstances in all of our lives. We pray for that in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ, both in this room and online and in the congregations around this world. And we pray for it in the community in which we live and in which we love. And we pray for the light of Jesus Christ, for the circumstances across this world. We pray that light would indeed come, would shine in the darkness, and that this good news of Jesus Christ would bring great joy to one and to all. We pray this in his holy name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.